everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. That's something we're supposed to be doing, is designing our radiance and connecting together. We're all part of the same vibrational fabric, which is called the collective. And it's my dream, my name is Veronica Entwistle, for us to raise the fields and frequency within ourselves and send messages of unlimited creation throughout the entire collective. Isn't that a neat idea? And that's what you're doing. That's what I'm doing. And those of you listening to Radiance by Design, I want you to call in tonight about fear. Fear, isn't that an exciting subject? I was just talking to my guides and angels about it, and they were talking about how, and they're using the word paradigm because I have a show called Paradigm Shifters, talking about people making a difference. And they were saying that each paradigm is kind of controlled by fear, that we have a lot of fear registered within ourselves, and in that teaches us where, I mean, if we're all connected, right, and we're in a collective, that fear impulse, that like holding it together, teaches us how to maintain within the parameters of our collective. And when you think about it, that makes sense. It's like if we're herd animals or if we're tent caterpillars or whatever you use as an image to understand our unified field. It is really interesting to think that fear is one of the adhesives that keeps us kind of cooperating in the collective. Well, a lot of us on Radiance by Design and Paradigm Shifters and Jackie's show, ET Healing, you know, as we, and all the shows on BBS probably, most of us are working really hard to unravel the mystery of unlimitedness, of multidimensionality. Sometimes it really helps to use an issue like fear, which includes things like defensiveness, to use an issue like that to actually get the feeling and the resonance of what that's like in ourselves as we contemplate various questions. And then the guides were also saying something interesting, is that to activate ourselves, to move past that limiting fear, it sometimes takes a couple of us interacting together to really move that energy, to really shift what could be a blocked energy that's maybe locked in your cells, locked in your DNA, locked even in your mental, physical, emotional, or spiritual consciousness. It doesn't matter where it comes from, but just to activate yourself is very often done by your calling in and asking questions and have the guides working through your questions with you, and boom, there's a kind of an energy and things get released. That's just one example of the many ways in which we can activate transformation. So I'm going to start right off by doing our meditation. And let's go ahead and take something you're afraid of into the meditation, you know, the sacred geometric meditation. I use it as our healing resource center. We go in there to do manifestations, healings, self-understandings, clearings, and so on. So let's include a process tonight of facing some kind of fear and unhooking it whilst we're in the wonderful vibrational support of these sacred geometrics. And then I want you to call in. So I want you to get your little dialing finger or your voice-actuated intention to work with your phone as soon as we're done. We're going to talk all about what you're afraid of and how to activate the changes in you tonight. All right. Oh, and I think Jackie's show is carrying on to talk about how there are so many universal downloads going on right now, and we're getting activated all over the place. So that's another way to shift yourself so that you can get rid of, not just get rid of, open up to possibility where you might have been having this little membrane called fear holding you back. Okay. Deep breath. And close your eyes unless you're walking or driving. You know this whole thing. And then see above you about 2 to 4 miles a golden ball, a bright, clear golden ball. And below you about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light, I would suggest gold, from the upper golden ball down through your skull, through your spine, all the way down into the lower golden ball. Talk about activating. I always feel a buzz when I do that. What do you feel? And then from the upper golden ball to about waist height and 20 feet out, drop a four-sided pyramid. Tonight my pyramid is fuchsia. What color is yours? And then upside down to meet it point by point, another matching pyramid, and its point goes right into the lower golden ball. So when the two pyramids meet, you've got an eight-sided figure called an octahedron. And now inside of that, have a crystal ball. Create a crystal ball that nudges the inside edges of your octahedron. Good work. And inside of that, there you are in a star tetrahedron, which is a three-dimensional Star of David. And in that wonderful starry cocoon, spin and spin and spin on the rope of that gold filament. And whilst you do, let's do the movie onto this wonderful crystal grid in front of us. It's magical. Make it any color you want. The first movie is all about you and what is it you want to become. And I say every week, I want to be multidimensional. I want to be consciously multidimensional, be able to move through any dimension I want, always coming from the heart. What do you want? I have other things I want as well, so you might do too. And now wrap that in light when you've established that sense. Wrap it in light, move to the next place for the next screen. And on it, we're going to see a project you want to create. And I have two projects there, and I really love them and see the resources coming to create your project. I see the people and the place, see the big smile on your face. As you really enjoy how your project's coming to fruition. Good. And then see it establishing itself. And then the resources just come naturally. It has an ongoing productivity. And it keeps moving the energy forward. And all these resources come to sustain it. Isn't it wonderful? Now wrap that in light so it can continue, and then let's create the Galactic Healing Center. And in that center, you see your healing team standing around a beautiful healing table, and the first person to come in and lie on that table is you. Hop onto the table, and either you've got a problem you want them to deal with, or else they'll tell you what it is you need to work on. So whichever way you do it's fine. Lie down. Okay. And then ask them to teach you what it is you need to learn so you can help yourself heal. And what is it that they want to tell you at the end? Something that you might need to know about your own journey, your own path. Who are you? Who are you meant to be? It's funny, I just got a message about something I'm afraid of. It's kind of interesting. I hadn't seen it that way. Want to write that down, huh? Now wrap that scenario in light so they can complete it at their own rate. And now we recreate. The team will replicate themselves because they're really magical. And we're going to recreate a fresh healing table. And then somebody comes in and needs healing. That's interesting. It might be because we're talking about fear tonight, but my person who came in will not lie down. She has her back to us, and she has a tremendous amount of fear and anger. So I'm kind of fascinated by that. Now, this isn't up to me to deal with. It's up to the team. Now, interestingly enough, they're showing her inner child come out and lay on the table. Now, she can handle that, but she can't handle herself as a grown woman. Okay. Oh, my. Now, who's on your table, and what are they doing with her? That's interesting because my person has ovarian cancer and her inner child is having an awful time being a child, a baby, born to a rather painful mother. What's happening with your patient in your clinic? You know, wrap that in light. They seem to be pulling. I always have this little member of the team who's got this long, kind of vacuum-like protrusion, and he's working on her, the inner child, more than anything, the baby. And he's pulling out something from the heart and from the head, from the brain. And they're surrounding this baby with love. And wrap that in light. And I'm asking that the mother experience, not the mother, it's actually the same person, but the full-grown woman who's suffering from this illness, that she experience a healing from inside out. Now let's do the third one. Replicate our team again. And who's the third one? All right, this being comes in. Another one is very fear-based. This is a man. And again, they're pulling a great deal out of his body. It's very heavy. And he's suffering from deep, deep wounds, and he's very afraid to do much for himself or to himself. Who are you working on? You don't have to be working on this anymore. No. Mm-hmm. And once again, they're working on his brain patterns, on his heart, and the intestinal area, the second chakra. His legs. Good. And now I see him just really, I guess it's the healing team that's just saying, send him, just wrap it in light, and then we're going to do a political scenario. Now, it's interesting, if we're all one in this web of the field, as they call it, let's do a political one, which shows our ability to feel and send forward a win-win vibration. And have it move out through the collective. We're sending out a win-win, loving vibration, respectful of the collectiveness of us all, the oneness of us all. And everything we send out resonates all the way around the world and farther. Let's consciously send out healing, love, win-win consciousness, and have it just resonate through any of the arenas you can see that are perhaps hot with fire or greed or whatever. Just like send this out. I remember learning years ago that consciousness will rise in many individuals rather rapidly, and some will surprise you. It will be the least likely places that consciousness will rise. It could be the head of the mafia. It could be the head of an army. So it's to send our share of the consciousness of awakening out through all the masses. And let's send this great call-in from the Universal Downloads, this wonderful, harmonious light. Bring it in through the top of your head. Send it out with your chest. And absolutely send it all over the world. The interaction between you and your consciousness can activate the release of fear in others, too. Because it's usually fear that makes us greedy. It's fear that makes us selfish. It's fear that makes us defensive. It's fear that makes us a whole bunch of things, right? And bring that wonderful light back. Rafter goes round and round the world. Bring it back through your chest. Fill yourself with that wonderful, loving light. And then close off the healing center. And pop into the star tetrahedron. And let's all spin, spin, spin. You get dizzy when you spin. I do. And then let's come back into the room. I feel a really nice buzz from all of that. What do you feel? I hope that you're going to call in tonight, and we're going to talk about you and fear, and we're going to see if we can engage ourselves in absolutely breaking out of some of the fears that we're just locked in ourselves. We've probably heard for years what things we're all afraid of. Anyway, your call-in number is 888-815-9756. And it doesn't matter if you don't call in about fear. We'll probably look for that in you as well, because that's often the resistance. Resistance is another quality of fear, isn't it? It's either fear or love, and love is much more expanded, and fear is much more contracted, isn't it? So that was the number, 888-815-9756. So now let's do some of the other line numbers as well, 530-327-7602. 530-327-7602. Line 2 is 530-776-5185. And line 3 is 530-413-4522. Are you afraid to call in? Now you know I'll talk about that. So anyway, this is Veronica Entwistle saying, golly, I like this subject, because more and more when I'm talking to clients and so on, I'm really conscious of how afraid we all are. There's things that we want to do in life and what stops us. We can say it's money, but I think probably more often it's fear, because if you look at sort of great entrepreneurs and so on. Oh, goody. I won't finish my line. I'll let you. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. This is Deb calling you from Portland.
Hi, Deb. I've missed you. How are you?
I've missed you. I'm good. And I have a question about fear, and it sort of relates to the way you started the program tonight. And by the way, that I love it when you talk a little while so that everybody can get sat down and ready to meditate, and the meditation was incredible tonight. But anyway,
Thank you.
Of the things you said when you started, and you're talking about fear, was that you said, a lot of us have worked really hard to be, and I don't remember exactly what you said, it was really poetic, you know, more and more conscious and more and more capable of feeling that eternal, infinite energy that is the matrix. Mm-hmm. And so here's my question. So I'm conscious of the words working hard, because I feel like that's what I've done too, and that a lot of the people that you and I know, we would say, we have really been working at this. And so my fear, two things. One is that I'll never get it. And two is that it's because, it's because I'm working at it so hard instead of just being it. But then the fear comes in and says, but I don't know how to be it, or I would already be it. Do you know what I mean? And it's like a snake eating its tail. And then I'm not trusting because I'm being fearful. And what do you have to say about that? Is that too weird a question?
No, it's lovely. Well, you know what affected me at the beginning, Deb, is when you said working at it, and I laugh and I go,
all right,
isn't there a real fear in that working at it? I know when I do it.
Yes.
I'm afraid I'm not doing enough. I'm afraid of not being enough. Isn't that so?
That's exactly so. But where? How do you get out of the fear of? Because we so want to make this leap in consciousness, and so there's the fear that we won't get it right, that we won't get it at all, that we're just, you know, that basically my fear is that I bury myself more deeply by working harder at this, mm-hmm. and then I slow down and I just breathe and I'm just still, and everything feels wonderful in that present moment until I get up and go back in the world again, and then. So that's the fear, is the, of not being able to get there far enough,
yeah.
fast enough.
Chuckle, because I know the feeling is just so prevalent, isn't it?
Yeah.
One of the things they're saying right away is remember that most of the job is release, right? And that there are these amazing...
Most of the job is what?
Releasing.
Right.
You know, so for example, we talk about work. We go... I work at it, and then there's this implied or intrinsic fear in working at it, isn't there? So
mm-hmm.
the guides are laughing and saying, just release, just recognize, and then release. Recognize and let it release itself, because you've got already, you're much lighter than you were, I don't know when, last year or whatever. And the thing is, what's rising in you is the vibrations that are rising on the planet right now. And the more we release, the more that comes through, right? So as you do your work, the work you're doing, which is helping others transcend and release and so on, as you're doing that, that also sends a kind of a freedom to grow and change to others, doesn't it? And it sends a recognition of self and a release to them. And so it's like a cycle that comes back through you, and you've got the releasing going on the planet. And the more you're receptive and open to it, the more you move, plus there's these downloads coming up. So it isn't really like designing a house. You know what I mean? It's not like
right.
the doing
right.
that you're worried about. So they're saying release, release, release,
well,
release.
Okay.
And know you're on your way.
Okay, because I think the biggest fear really is feeling that when I talk to other people, when I work with other people, I can feel what you're talking about, and I can articulate it really well. I understand what to say to other people. And then when it comes, and then I get off the phone and I'm back into my own self, and I think, but are you really moving? Because situations in the material world just continue to seem frustrating. I mean, I know they do for everybody. I'm not alone in this. But they seem not to be moving when I put myself back into the material
mm-hmm.
world. So is the point that the way to get out of the fear to stop even thinking about where we are in the material plane? And I'm not talking about financially. I'm talking about, you know, my big issue is home,
mm-hmm.
finding home. And so it's just a matter of really to get the fear to go away is to just keep feeling the fear and releasing it, feeling the fear and releasing it. Is it really that simple?
I don't think that's simple. I think just even to recognize the value, for example, of saying I'm working at it, to recognize the intrinsic fear is not simple, is it? You know, it hits your gut and so on. So you talk about home, and there's a lot of fear things in that, like there's a real sensitivity in you, and as you're in transition... And I know it's going to work out really well for you, but I suspect, and this is me being a psychic, I suspect you're going to have three places that you drop into that you feel very loved and loving and call home. And that's a total break of the paradigm that you experienced before, meaning it is very frightening to step out of the paradigm that we all accept as, in quotes, home. Do you understand? That's very scary. And will you belong? And will you be safe? And will it be all right? And is it acceptable? Those are all fear things that come up with it, aren't they? So when you say it's simple,
yeah.
it's not that simple, really. It's sort of like identifying them. But I know you're going to be brought into loving connection in such a way as you can, like a bird, you can light as a migrating bird in several places, and you will love it. You'll have a wonderful time. And then eventually you'll be settled in one place that it looks like it's fairly community bonded, and all of it's going to make sense to you. You see? So it's not easy. But and the truth of it is, like, well, how it's going to unfold is very, you know, kind of bit by bit. It's a treasure of release. It's a treasure over and over of release and being brought into and being admired and having business. And all of that goes together for some reason for you. But the paradigm that you came from said you have a home and that's where you stay. Right?
It says you have a garden and you have a fruit tree. And mm-hmm. these are the things that will, you know, you have a particular place in the woods where you always travel. And so there's an I've always had that identification with place that doesn't exist right now. And that's the scariest piece, really.
I know. It's very scary, isn't it? But yeah. I want to use go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the bottom line then is just faith, right, in the invisible world.
Yes. Are you safe?
Yes, absolutely.
Are you afraid of being safe, not being safe?
Afraid of never feeling that kinship with a place again. That's the fear.
Okay, and my reading is that that's not going to last too much longer, that you will have that kinship with place, and you'll have it in several places.
Okay.
Which is, it sounds very weird.
What? I said I'm afraid of taking up too much time that somebody else might be trying to call.
Yeah, well, there's four lines. People can call in and beep us, but you're probably right.
Okay.
I should move on, but I'm delighted with your call. And again, we didn't answer the entire thing because part of the reason that we're afraid is very complex, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very complex.
And part of it is because we're learning to trust our own inner compass, right?
Right, and the inner part of you that's home. The home is
right.
Your connection to spirit, higher guidance, and... Oh, I wanted to add one more aspect that I was channeling before this show, and a guide said to remind people that it's very important that we, like for example, you and I are talking about your fear, and they're saying the activation from the release of fear is bringing it up and being honest and having that kind of exchange, and that vibrational connection really breaks up some of the fear. They're saying, remember that you charge each other up and you activate one another.
Right. I know that's true when I talk to you, that's for sure.
Well, and it's true when you talk to other people that you love as well, and I know that we need to count on that as well. It's not like we have to hold up to do it. In fact, it's the reverse that works. Right?
Right.
Bless your heart.
Oh, so thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Bye, Deb. So that's a really interesting subject because what Deb, okay, you're on. I just want to say one thing about that. Deb brought up home. When you think about it, home is just, many words are like this, but home is laced with so many qualities, stability, success, heart safety, family. There's a lot of words in there or a lot of concepts in there. And as she seeks the new nesting place, it's really interesting how many of these have to come up. And she's been in her transition for a little while. A lot of us did a walkabout. So, and I know she's doing really well and will continue. But just remember in the fear thing that that's many, many aspects of that subject that could tweak fear. So you are on the air, and I'm glad. Hi.
Hi, Veronica. It's Dale from Florida.
Hi, Dale from Florida. How are you?
It's pretty good. I haven't talked to you in a while, but it's kind of like a checkup of calling in. And, you know, tonight's subject really is hitting a note with me with the fears. Matter of fact, right now, I don't know if this is it. I don't know if I'm going through it in an anxiety attack or what, but it just came on the last minute and a half here. I'm working through it. But
are you afraid of being on global radio?
What's that?
I said, are you afraid of being on global radio?
I've talked before, and I've called in on other shows.
Okay.
I think I'm going through it. It must be something I'm going through. My biggest fear is, God, I feel like I'm not doing enough. I am a light worker. I recognize that I'm a light worker. I just feel like I'm not doing enough. I've been unemployed. Veronica, I've been unemployed since last June.
Mm-hmm.
I now fear that my mother may be in the mid-stages of Alzheimer's, and I can't get her to realize that she may be
mm-hmm.
an Alzheimer's patient, be suffering from it, and she won't go into the doctor. And it's just, it's festering. And I have been a neighbor here on the next street over, and we just happened to bump into each other here about a week and a half ago. And, wow, man, talk about another fellow light worker. We somehow or another, the universe put us together. And when we're together, things seem to happen that are magical in a way that people, ordinary people, would call magical. I just say, hey, it's the old scenario when there's two or more
mm-hmm.
light workers together, you know, things can happen. It's crazy. But what I'm having to deal with, and what always seems to be on my mind, is I fear I'm not doing enough, and I fear that I'll be left behind with the old world.
Oh, honey, you won't be. Not a chance. I want to say several things. One is, let's not leave your mother out in the cold here. I think that you look up glyconutrients, okay? Get her on some glyconutrients, and there's some kind of drug that they give to Alzheimer's people. What's your mom's first name?
Phyllis.
She needs, I can see her, she's drifting a lot, isn't she? She's not connected.
Yeah, I think she is. I really do, and I mean, she's hitting all the precursors of, like, level 5.
Have you done things like, rub your hands together so they've got energy and put them on her head? Have you done that?
No,
I'm not being simplistic, but if you cup your hands and put them over, like, about a half an inch parallel to the outside of somebody's skull, and if they have Alzheimer's or that kind of thing, this is a diagnostic tool, so don't put it in a medical doodah. This is intuitive, right?
Okay.
You'll find these really prickly things coming off the brain. And when you hold your hands there, what happens is those prickly vibrations coming off the brain will actually soothe, and they start to get calmer. And if it's a person who's not necessarily Alzheimer's or demented, but if it's a person who's just really anxious that you do that, their whole body starts shifting, and they might burp, and they might feel better all through the body. It's a very simple, simple tool, but it'll give you a little bit of a diagnosis, but it should calm her down because her brain patterns are not integrating material. It's funny. It's like she's kind of losing her connection more and more. And I know this about, there's an old multi-level called Manatech, Ambrotose. I'm not selling that, believe me, but I started taking it and got over ADD really fast. And they have stories about people with Alzheimer's who stopped talking, even going back into talking and so on, because it gives refreshment to the brain, or nourishment to the brain. But the intrinsic thing in it is glyconutrients. So you can look that up online and find some way.
Glyconutrients.
Glyco, yeah. It's like the sugar in it, but it's not sugar. And I think you're going to find both those things will help you a little bit with your mom. And if you can calm her down a little bit, because she's frightened, you know. You know that.
I'm what?
Your mom's frightened.
She's afraid of, how do I say it? I mean, I could go into the symptoms, but I think she's just fearing a lot, and she doesn't want to admit that she does have Alzheimer's,
not.
But I told her, and I think she's just fearful, and I'm trying to tell her, look, Mom, I love you. I'm the only one that's going to take care of you. And I think the reason why I'm out of work is it's just all part of the big design in my life right now. For me, I was placed here because she is drifting, and no one else would, take care of her. My sister just simply is not an active member of the family anymore, and I'm it. So,
but when
this came about maybe a week ago when I finally discovered. When I started looking online and started seeing what was the precursors and the symptoms, and I just started, it just changed me, like, oh, no.
Okay, so hang on a second, Dale. I have to make this a bit quick, even though it's a very deep subject. But try the glyconutrient, okay, and do the hands on the head and off the head about a half an inch. And then I want to say about you as a light worker, you are doing enough. Remember that releasing, my guides always say this, releasing is 95% of the job, A. B, you're also doing outreach and supporting and helping people. But the more you release your own stuff, the more you can include the higher and higher frequencies that are coming through. I was interviewing a fellow doing the 2012 talk last week, and he was talking about how the vibrations are rising 20 times over the next year. So, like, we've got to...
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got to be in, as they say, the swim. Be in the flow of it, because you are very much awakening, and like the rest of us, you got a bunch of crust you have to be dropping off, and that's the job. And then you reach out and you help other people, and remember this, that you catalyze the awakening in other people by interacting with them on the highest level that you can. So you see, you're doing plenty of good work. You're being a part of the radiance that really activates other people, and I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate this, Veronica.
Well, thank you for calling in, Dale, and blessings to your mom and to you.
Well, you too. Well, I'll be listening to you and Jackie next hour as well.
Yay, Jackie's feeling better. That makes you feel good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Okay, honey.
All right, you take care now.
Yeah, you too. So that's another one that's really interesting. So how the universe, and there's Deb looking for home, and there's Dale, oh goody, another caller, just 1 minute, and there's Dale helping his mom as she goes through this whilst being a light worker between jobs. I mean, those are sort of classic examples of being sat in the right framework for your own releases, for recognizing what's going on in yourself, and for opening yourself to the magic yet to come. And that means where we get to create at a higher level, eh? So you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Larry.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Good. I have just recently come to realize that fear of and in itself is a form of self-degradation.
You
and it's a very lucid thing to see. And what I realized was that when I become one, if I am one with the whole of the entire creation, if I've opened the higher mind and I become one with the sacred Shekinah, he and she together as one, no weapon formed against me can prosper. What do I have to fear?
Yay! Are you able to live in that all the time, Larry?
Well, there's a thing that some people call the Emerald Tablet.
Yes, I think I've read some of that.
And I just recently experienced opening the tablet. And the tablet is not a thing. It is a who. And it is the she of copulating with the ya, the he. And you can only open it with your mind. There's a little button at the bottom, which is her third eye, her all-seeing eye. And when you do this, there is no fear.
Well, thank you for that. Thanks,
okay.
Larry.
And I'm Yawaskin. Ya, male aspect. Wa, female aspect. Skin, the very coat of skins we're standing in. That's the name of my tribe. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your call. Thank you. I said I've read the Emerald Tablets, but actually Drunvalo Melchizedek has, well, he used to teach about an Emerald Tablet, and I have that book. So I guess it's not the same as what Larry was talking about, but there's a lot of ancient wisdom in that as well. So back to fear, and I think Larry's right. If you can bring in that entire consciousness of the God within or the center of our spirit, we wouldn't be afraid. But many of us are still in the transition of incorporating, as Deb says, paying attention to the world. And she didn't quite say it, but the money that we have, the jobs we need to have, the houses we need to have, what's going on politically. Sometimes it's really interesting to look at all of that, and I'm reminded, I was talking to somebody else who was very afraid of something today, and I was saying, remember, focus, focus, focus. And for a little while, I was reading a lot about Christian Science. It was a number of years ago. But they've told stories that are wonderful about during the Second World War when London was being bombed like mad. And their lines were something like this. I'm probably not quite exact, but they were saying things, I'm a direct reflection of God. At God's world, there is no war. There is no war. That's the way they were talking. And you could say it was denial. But many of them reported that their houses were remaining untouched when other houses were being collapsed. And to me, that's kind of a thumbnail on how you create with your mind and your heart, and how clear you are with your mind and heart. You can actually create the life that you really believe in. We can raise our field and frequency and become, instead of being a product of the paradigm of, like, for example, the economic paradigm of greed and so on, we can be a product of our ability to integrate higher consciousness and our ability to release fears and so on. I really believe that that's something that's available to all of us. And I like Dale's conversation, too, because one of the things about his mother, one of the things about people who are losing their mental faculties, it's really hard not to be afraid, isn't it? Because one of the things that we're all afraid of losing is who we are and our identity. And if you can't function in the world with that particular identity, there's a huge fear, unless, like Larry says, you get to bring in the awareness of the male and the female and the spiritual integration within, and knowing that you're pure spirit and knowing that God lives within all of us, or divinity lives within all of us. I mean, if you could do that, you wouldn't be afraid if you lost your earth mind. But anyway, so what I was talking about was fear. I don't want to go off into just spirit, because all of us here on Radiance by Design are learning to live with the divinity within as well as the real world. And we're all learning to move past those paradigms that have held us in a state of fear. So I wanted to say that one of the things is to assess in the moment, in any moment within yourself, of what it is you are afraid of at any given moment. So maybe you're cooking dinner and you're afraid that you're doing the wrong foods, or you're going to get fat, or the stove's too hot, or the stove's not hot enough, or you're going to be late for dinner. It's a lot of little fears that go on with just simple, mundane tasks. And what the guides and angels are saying is pay attention to what those things are and release them in the moment. Just absolutely catch yourself being in a state of fear, because you're manifesting from that, and we're passing it on from that, and we're sending out into the collective our feelings of fear, which help amp up those feelings of fear, which are being sent out by the media and all the rest of it. How many times a day do you find yourself asking yourself, what are my fears and what am I doing? And kind of rambling here. I'm looking at certain people. I'm going, how many of you are really open when it comes to somebody telling you something about yourself? What happens inside of you? How many of you go into a state of defense, for example? And I was thinking about being defensive earlier, and how defensiveness is absolute fear as well, isn't it? Or abject fear, I would say. It is sort of like protecting yourself against somebody, hurting your feelings, protecting yourself against being seen as somebody who's vulnerable, protecting yourself. It's like being behind a wall, isn't it? And so in that position, you cannot be expanded and you cannot release your fear in order to take advantage, for example, of the upper mobile frequencies that are moving up through us and those wonderful downloads that are coming through the universe at any given time. You just sit behind your little hedge or behind your little fence, and it really is difficult. So so I'm going to look at somebody out there. Maybe you want to call in quickly before I call out and start seeing some people in the distance there. Mm-hmm. So even in spiritual matters, another thing I'd like to comment on what Dale said is in spiritual matters, it is true. Many of us think that we aren't doing enough spiritually. So I see several people out there right now thinking that they're doing well spiritually, but they have to pump really hard to be good enough, to be accepted enough, to be even competitive enough, to be spiritually alert enough to what? Get their message out there, to have a great following, to achieve on a level that they are going to be proud of in themselves. It's really interesting, isn't it? So the spiritual world is not exactly immune to this very thing. And the reason people get like that is because the underlying problem is fear. And the fear is whether or not they would get where they're going or whether they're doing enough to get where they're going. You see how it's kind of a cycle? And what happens in you, and I watched several of you, when I was saying that last little bit, several of you got it right in the belly area, in the subconscious. There was a hold back there. What if, what if, what if? All the fears that are going on. And again, what we're saying is have a little fun and pull it up in yourself. See what it is you're afraid of. If you're having even a wonderful time, go into your body and ask what you're afraid of. Oh, maybe that this will end. Oh, maybe that I'm not worthy. That's a big one, isn't it? Another thing the guides were mentioning is that shame is a terrific way to keep us fear-based enough to stay limited in the paradigm. The whole thing about limitations is we've been programmed or genetically programmed to, I think, unravel our potential at a specific rate, haven't we? Isn't that what we heard about the, say, the Pleiadians and the Syrians and so on that had a lot to do with engineering our race? And the idea was that we had to, so I've heard anyway, the recap of things I've heard, but so that we wouldn't overpopulate really fast and we would be able to manage the resources. That's a big joke. We would be able to manage the resources on the planet so we couldn't live too long where there are other species out there, other extraterrestrial civilizations, where they might live for like 5,000 years. But what we do is we live for maybe that long or maybe longer, but we split it up into chapters. So we've had many, many lifetimes, and our lifetimes have been limited in years, and they're getting longer and longer because we're learning to be, I don't know if it's simply for this reason, I'm going to say it this way, but I will always question whether or not I'm absolutely right. So we're becoming less and less limited as a species, and we're more and more able to create the life and the reality we want, and to tap into the divinity within, and to move out of the structures of limitations that have been placed in our DNA. And nowadays, we're even saying, gee, we can break out of all the entire patterning of the DNA. I don't know what it takes, because I haven't managed to do it yet, but maybe you have, and you've got just enough time to call in and tell us about it. So the ultimate, what would the ultimate thing be is that I don't know if there ever is an ultimate since everything is so ongoing, but it seems like if we were unlimited and then more unlimited and more consciously unlimited, able to live longer, to change our physical appearance, I don't mean just through surgery, but people, a lot of people I know that are on the path look younger and more vibrant and more beautiful even as they're getting older. We might be more wrinkled, but there's something kind of very beautiful about people who are releasing, ta-da, defenses, fears of all kinds, old abuses, abusive reactions, and we're becoming more and more unlimited and more able to create the reality we want from a win-win consciousness and from love. And it changes our physical appearance. It actually quite often changes people's physical health. Now, that's a whole other question, because sometimes your physical health has a lot of other reasons for expressing dismay or limitations. But there are a lot of people I know that have absolutely taken charge of very difficult physical problems like gallbladder problems, heart problems, stomach problems, physical structural problems, in very magical ways because of creating the reality and because of consciousness. And the other thing is because of releasing the habitual fear patterns that have been ingrained in us as perhaps little kids or perhaps other lifetimes. So we're almost near the end of the show, and maybe you'll want to call in. I'll take one more caller. And I want to say that if you want to tune in to Paradigm Shifters next week at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night, I'm rerunning a show I ran last week. Oh, I did that again. I'm sorry, Bob's corrected me because I was wrong. Next Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, I'm rerunning a show with Carl Johan Kalaman. And the reason for that is that it's a wonderful, wonderful show. I interviewed him when he was in Sweden. And he was talking a lot about 2012 and the speed up and the amazing, the reasons that's going on and her personal consciousness and how it's all connected. It's really a wonderful show. But I had a lot going on here and I didn't give it enough, I didn't prepare everybody enough so that he'd get a reasonable listenership. So I'm running it again on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on Paradigm Shifters. And it is a really, really interesting show. His name is Carl Johan, J-O-H-A-N, Kalaman, and www.kalaman.com, C-A-L-L-E-M-A-N, if you want to check his stuff. Really interesting man. So we're redoing him, Paradigm Shifting, 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. And right after this show, we're going to be talking with Jackie Salvitti and the team. I love that. I get to interview the team and learn lots of things from their multidimensional perspective. Jackie's coming out of a horrible illness time, and she's just flying high with a lot of people changing information for you, so it should be a lot of fun. If you can hang into the show at 8 o'clock tonight, please do. The team usually comes in by 8:30. And if you'd like a set, next week, I don't know what we'll talk about. I really liked talking about fear. Because it really is, you notice that the number of subjects we wended our way through tonight, it really does lace many of the subjects. And to me, it has been partially, not totally, the glue that's kept us kind of enslaved or held back in place. And I believe that a lot of the media stuff that's dumped out on us to keep us sensually attracted to the sensational of murder and all of that through these different shows. I really think that's part of the enslavement that keeps our species moving a little more slowly than it might have moved. You can argue with me, that's politics, and that's my politics these days. So I love talking about fear. If you have any suggestions of other subjects you'd like to talk about and call in about and do some healing work on, email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Plus, with my guides and angels, I love to do sessions with people, help you discover what's in your soul journey, how do you clear all the things that block, or at least some of the things, we can't maybe do all of them in one session, but block your way for total unfoldment, creating the reality you want. So, Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, and I will release you now and hope that some of you can stay tuned to the top of the hour to hear Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing Explorations in Consciousness. Golly, we are exploring. Remember, most of the job is release. So let's take in some of this wonderful downloading light that's coming in, the light of win-win, of love, of universal love. Remember, love is actually the glue in the universe. Fear might be in a paradigm, but hey, we got some really big stuff coming in. Let's take advantage. So breathe it in. And let's send it all out to one another in our Radiance by Design community. Thank you for listening. Good night.